number 14 is from the county executive. Communication related to changing the line of reporting for the Department of Labor Relations from the county executive to the corporation council. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I was asked to come and present a report on county executive's decision to inform the Department of Labor Relations Specialist. The department would be moving under the management of Corporation Council on July 9th. The county executive believes that this will create a supportive environment for the Labor Relations Department, as most of the labor relations ultimately end up in some sort of legal situation, so that they can work earlier with the department as well as have the department collaborate with outside counsel as they're represented. In doing this move, it was also analyzed that since both of the departments have dual reporting authority, it would allow that kind of county board policy oversight on the labor relations aspect of it and the administrative oversight from the executive branch to have the best possible scenario worked out. Happy to answer any other questions if you may have them.
Supervisor Johnson and Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Horst, with respect to the dual reporting authority, I understand that the county board would give direction as it relates to contracts, if those contracts were before us. Nevertheless, and I heard what you said about the environment, this move would support the Labor Relations Division, but I have a problem with this, and the problem is that even if counsel, outside counsel, had to be retained, and I suspect that this is coming forward, this is something that we're going to have to deal with when it comes before us as it relates to the inner workings of this corporation, but I see an ethical problem with respect to this. If it's under the Department of Human Resources, fine, because you're dealing with personnel. But if this office is under the county executive, I just see it fraught with a lot of problems with respect to what I consider the ethics and the morality. You got labor relations under the county executive now. If the county executive is ready to declare that he's against a certain group of people, a certain group of employees, we're not talking about outside entities, individuals trying to get in county government for which he can come up with any prescriptions that he wants in order to prevent those people from coming into county government, but we've got people in county government, and it seems to me that it's not proper, it's not appropriate for this division to go under the county executive. Even though the county executive has administrative oversight over all the departments except the county board the courts, I still think it is not proper and it's inappropriate. At least that's my opinion.
I'm sorry, could I clarify? We're not pulling it under ourselves. We're actually putting it under Corporation Council. Is that...
Well, yeah, I understand that. And I still think that it is too close. In other words, if we got to get counsel, we got to hire outside counsel. You tell me how this is going to work, and Mr. Grady can talk to me explain it to me as much as he can, because I still think that it's not going to. I just think it's unethical. I just believe it's unethical for it to be so close, for labor relations to be so close to the legal part of county government. I just think it's unethical. That's just my opinion. And if somebody wants to continue, somebody wants to tell me how this is going to work, what the purpose of it is, besides creating an environment that is going to be helpful to labor relations, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it now. I know this is informational. I know it's going to happen, but I have a big problem with it.
Any response to that? Or?
Sure. I guess I'm surprised with the ethics and morals of a management decision that would support staff. We believe the best. This is not a segregation of employees. We believe every employee at the county should have the best working environment and be respected and have the highest standards held for us as an employer, as employees. If there's specific issues that you think would be of concern, I'm happy to address those. I don't understand
Again,
the
ma'am,
ethical and moral
implications.
I
believe that the county executive has the right to do whatever he wants to, state statutes notwithstanding, county, Milwaukee County general ordinances notwithstanding. But I'm saying I personally have a problem with respect to labor relations going under the Corporation Council. Now, if you can show me examples anywhere where this has happened, I'd feel like to take a good look at it and see how it's working, how it's evolved. But otherwise, I'm going to have a problem with it. I'm going to have a big problem with it. Mr. Grady. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. First of all, I want to say this was not the idea of the Office of Corporation Counsel, but we have no problem with it. My understanding, and this predates me, but my understanding is that Mr. Bau actually would know this better than I, but at some time in the past, probably in the 1980s, maybe in the 70s, labor relations were handled by individuals working physically within the Office of Corporation Counsel. They were essentially what is being proposed now. We had happened to be an attorney who did the labor relations work, but I don't know what their title was, but it was a labor relations manager or something like that. And they worked in the Office of Corporation Counsel with the Office of Corporation Counsel.
They happen to be attorneys?
At that time they did, yeah.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Again, this predates me. I'm what I've heard, if you will. As I understand it, as it's been explained to me, the idea here is just to provide day-to-day management oversight. The county executive and his staff are not really suited to provide that kind of day-to-day management oversight for the labor relations manager and the labor relations specialist and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that there's no desire to change the ordinances at all in terms of the policymaking authority, the collective bargaining authority that the county board has under the ordinance. There's no desire to do that at all. The only desire is just to create a physically closer working relationship and just in general a closer working relationship, have what I would call day-to-day management supervision come from Ms. Walker to the labor relations manager and the specialist. And in terms of ethics that you've raised, I'm not sure exactly what the question is. Our office has always represented the county when we felt capable of doing so in labor relations matters.
Mr. Green, I just have a problem with it. I personally have a problem with it. And the reason I have a problem with it, because whether it's consolidation of power, whether it's a move to facilitate something, I don't understand what that something is, and I have a big problem with it. And as I asked earlier, if you can show me examples where this has happened before, besides what you referred to earlier before you've gotten here, if you can point out where this is actually happening somewhere else, I'd like to take a look at it. I'd like to see how it evolved, because otherwise I'm going to have a problem, and I'm going to continue to talk about my problem with it. So that's where I am with it.
Mr. Chairman.
But I also understand that human relations relates to personnel. I also understand that labor relations relates to personnel. I can see where the two of them are coupled, but I cannot see where your office, this is coupled with your office besides the fact that this would facilitate the environment under which labor relations would operate. I have a problem.
We have a list of people who want to speak, and I got the list of Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisor Alexander, Supervisor Roma West, Supervisor Haas. So we'll go in that order. I saw everybody's hand, so Supervisor Lipscomb. No, actually, they were there. They were right away. They were boom, boom, boom before we got started.
If everybody could speak loudly, that would help me. I think this room is bigger than our normal committee room.
Okay.
I didn't speak loud enough?
I think that's it.
You did.
Well,
thank you.
Go ahead, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know where I stand on the ultimate decision of moving it yet, but I guess what I want to talk about or ask about is the process, because the 2012 budget had a proposal to reorganize this in a different way, and you thought that was novel then, and that was rejected by this board. I think it was actually closer to what Supervisor Johnson just proposed, which was, I believe it was to move it under HR.
Right.
That was rejected by this board, and we're now in 2012, and I don't understand why we would, in the middle of the year, make a change when you clearly, your last proposal was rejected. If you'd like to bring something forward as a change for review, I think that's one thing, and we could debate the merits then. But what was presented to us was informational, as though this was a done deal, and I object to that. And I guess I'd like to understand why this is brought forward as something that you would just do unilaterally, when the history of this item, the recent history, you don't have very long history around here, but even in that history, it was rejected. Why would you bring it forward in this manner?
Chairman, Supervisors, my recollection of the concerns that were addressed during budget was that there were suggested policy changes that would have affected how the department was organized and managed. This doesn't effectively change anything other than the day-to-day management is being handled by someone who still dually reports to the board and the county executive and can advise us of employment situations that they're having with employees as any other department head would. This, in our opinion, is how we best manage the employees of the Department of Labor Relations. They still do their exact day-to-day jobs as they would be. Nothing essentially changes, other than someone is working with them on a day-to-day basis as they negotiate contracts with unions. Labor relations personnel, the labor relations specialist, doesn't have, my understanding is, a day-to-day HR role. They are there to evaluate contract negotiations, maintain relationships with the unions so that when contracts are up, they can engage in contract discussions, work with outside corporation counsel to make sure that the lawsuits that are being pursued on either side are being managed at appropriate levels, in discussions with the shift, the staffing scenario reflected that the position that moved and the vacant position that moved are best related to Corporation Counsel. There was a position that stayed within HR that had a vast majority of HR functions. So I guess the package is approached last year, and the budget was trying to create a more comprehensive management, knowing that we would be moving forward with employment relations in a different way. Over the last 9 months, we've learned that the Department of Labor Relations is structurally has a lot of legal functionality to it. And that was the decision to have the department be managed on a day-to-day basis by a lawyer.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, I don't know if that was fully responsive to the question, the process question. I think for me, and what I recall of the proposal last year, was that actually this was one of the counter proposals that was explored as a possible substitute to what the exec had proposed. And for whatever reason that the Finance Committee didn't move forward on that alternative in the budget, I wasn't a part of it, but I do know that there was some thought about this. And I think that the very fact that we thought about it as recently as less than a year ago and rejected it. And then the longer historical example that was given to us, which is that this apparently was within Corporation Council at some point, maybe, and we moved away from it. Both of those factors, long and short, point to the fact that there are more reasons than are in your two-paragraph memo here for analyzing this. And it's on that basis that I would ask what our ability, Mr. Chairman, is to, by the committee, reject the proposal. It's in front of us as informational, but we could take a by the committee action. Is there a way for us to stall the transfer of the departments and to live with the existing budget framework until such time as something is brought forward in a more thoughtful manner for a more complete deliberation?
Mr. Cady, do you have a response to that?
I know there are many more comments. Perhaps while those are being done, I can try and work on a by the committee resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Sounds great. Supervisor Schmidt, and then we have Supervisor Alexander, Supervisor Roma West, Supervisor Haas.
Well, the background on this, again, as was alluded to, you know, last budget, and I think this should be part of a budget thing. I think there's obviously much more than meets the eye here in one paragraph trying to explain this. I mean, it's a whole different relationship. I thought the board during finance, or the finance committee, did reject, the whole board rejected. There was a bunch of departments to go under human resources, and certainly in retrospect, I think that was the right decision we made as a board. I mean, I think our main emphasis was to keep the independence of the labor relations. We wanted these things to be independent, okay, not part of something else. It was going to be part of, it was going to come under human resources. And as we see, I mean, human resources before our new administration, people coming in was more than challenged. We had a new one we named that didn't work out. A week later, he was gone. And human resources was, you know, all over the place and didn't have it without, we didn't have a rudder there. So to put that under human resources would have been a bad decision. And we didn't do that, okay? We kept the independence of labor relations. So this isn't adding up for me. As a matter of fact, when we have closed sessions and we talk about labor relations, we always have the controller or have DAS who labor relations has to work closely with to get the numbers. We're always asking about numbers. We're not asking questions of Corporation Council. We're asking numbers all the time. How much does this contract cost? What are the, you know, how much does it, how does it affect pensions, et cetera, et cetera. We need full financial reports. So it seems to me, if you would put labor relations to anybody, I mean, you would keep where it is or put, you know, with the Office of Comptroller to work with to give us the right numbers. Usually we don't have questions about whether this is legal or not. We're talking about numbers. When we're doing contracts, we have many kinds. Now, labor relations, now, you know, with Act 10, we're losing all this. So maybe the idea is to get rid of labor relations and then have Corporation Council do it. But, I mean, this is a bigger discussion here. This is, you know, in one paragraph saying, you know, that, it, you know, they work closely with labor relations, or I should say Corporation Council. What about the fiscal notes and everything else? I mean, the Corporation Council doesn't do that. Our fiscal division does all that stuff. They work with labor relations to do that. So there's, in my mind, there's a much bigger agenda here than meets the eye. Maybe they don't get along or... I don't know what's going on here, but you know, this should come as a package with a lot more forethought in changing, you know, our where we really want to go. Is this what we really want to do? Do we like, or should we phase out labor relations then? Okay, you know, because there's less to do, but we have all these contracts. I still think they do play an important role, and we as a board have liked the independence of labor relations of several of these departments that we didn't want to put under human resources in the last budget. I think that was the correct decision to make. So we're trying to redo things now here and before we do budget. So that's my take on it.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
I guess I'm a little surprised to hear that the independence is being brought up the Office of the Comptroller is more independently governed than the county executives. The Office of Corporation Counsel reports dually to the county board and the county executive. Human Resources, Department of Labor Relations, as it was previously reporting directly to the county executive, in some extent the independence of that department in the day-to-day operations hasn't changed. I mean, it actually may be getting more independent as we aren't managing them. For the contracts versus numbers, it's the legal requirement of the comptroller to review all fiscal notes related to contracts, so that procedure will still be in place. The policy advice will still come from this committee. This is essentially creating a more independent Department of Labor Relations, because it's going to a department that is a dual report and has, to some extent, independence from the county executive. So I'm trying to help explain independence, but I'm fundamentally, I don't understand it. It's hard for me to explain something I don't understand. So if there's an independence issue that I can address, I will try to, but to some extent this creates more independence and doesn't remove independence.
Well, I think what you're hearing from committee members, you may be hearing from other committee members as we move forward, is this process you may be correct, and that may have been your intent, but it wasn't clear by the way it was handled, that you just sent out an email saying, this is what we're doing, this is it, with no real explanation, no saying, geez, we're trying to make this more independent. And I think people looked a little, for lack of a better word, suspiciously at it. So why'd you do it that way? And, you know, maybe I think you could have handled this probably a little bit better, maybe call people, maybe done this as an informational item and say, we're going to put this on an agenda of a committee so we can discuss if we want to do this, we'd like to do this, what do you think? There is a legislative branch and there is an executive branch. You're the executive branch, we're the legislative branch. And I think it helps everybody if we all try to, you know, work together. And maybe people don't need to get their noses bent out of joint so quickly sometimes, but I do think this could have been handled maybe a little bit better. And maybe in the future, with things like this moving forward, you'll be able to do that. And I know that Supervisor Alexander had some comments or questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to say that I'm in agreement with other members of the committee that I've heard speak so far, just with a little bit of dissatisfaction about how this was brought up. It's my understanding that an email was originally sent from the county executive's office to the county board chairwoman explaining that there was going to be a change where the Department of Labor Relations would be moved from the county executive's office to corporate counsel for oversight. It would have been nice, I'm in agreement, that could have been a request instead of more of given us the impression that it was a dictation. However, given that, my understanding is that the request is for it to move from the county executive to corporate counsel, I'm not sure why it would be deemed less ethical to move that direction towards corporate counsel, unless we were worried about being perceived as taking some sort of a defensive position when it came to labor relations, along the lines of the idea that you have a group of attorneys now behind it rather than some potentially more neutral party. If we've rejected the move to HR and the proposal now is to move this department under corporate counsel, I guess I'm just not sure why, if the county executive as an elected official is coming to us for a second time, regardless of how he came to us or if there were the courtesies there that we wanted to see, and he's saying, I don't want this department under my oversight, and corporate counsel also reports to us, so we would, in theory, have more oversight of labor relations, why we would be against at least some move away from the county executive, regardless of where that ends up, if we would approve it in the end. I guess that's my big concern, is that I personally don't have any problem with moving labor relations out from under the county executive. If he doesn't want this department, then you know, that let's approve moving it and finding the right place to move it, you know, whether that be corporate counsel, HR, et cetera, I agree we could deliberate. Further, if I'm not mistaken, I believe there's someone here from Labor Relations. I'd love to hear that commentary.
If I may,
thank you, Mr.
Just
Chairman.
Address the management aspect of this. It's our understanding that this is a management role of the county, that the policy authority still is retained with the county board. So this was a management decision. The policy directive and authority still remains the same with the county board. So the decision we made on how to manage this department was our decision and would not be something we would request permission from the board of. The budgetary decisions last year, there was a staffing change. There were, at the time, suggested different policy directives that the HR would encompass. So I think there is two quasi-separate issues. While there seems to be a thought that they are not, they're separate. So, but.
If I may, Mr. Harris, are you trying to say that when it was presented during budget, because there were budgetary changes involved and an actual change in the management structure, that that's the reason that it was presented at that time and brought to the board, but now it was not presented as a request and it was presented instead as notification of here's what the county executive is doing, mainly because it was only being picked up and moved and there was not an actual structural change to the department itself?
There's not a budgetary change. The staff remains the same. In the 2012 proposed budget, there was a structural budgetary change that required a vote and an ultimate change by the board. And I think that's where the policy of the county comes into play. The management of the county and how we, the county executive, manages the staff that are doing the jobs of the county, we believe is his decision to manage how he feels is the best and most appropriate way.
Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to say, too, that I agree with Supervisor Johnson's assessment of this. Placing this under corporation counsel to me is kind of the same as sending the message, you know, talk to my lawyer. And I don't think that's the message that Milwaukee County wants to send when it comes to bargaining or negotiating with our labor union. I mean, I don't understand. I think the county executive has, I don't understand. I guess maybe what I'm asking is why doesn't the county executive want to keep this function under him? I know he's interested in picking up other functions that other people are, you know, performing right now. And so I guess I want a clarification as to why it is, you know, because clearly he wants to get rid of it. He's tried to send it to HR and now to Corporation Counsel and next to I don't know who, but what is the aversion to having labor relations under your department?
There is no aversion. This is a management practice that he feels would streamline the process, and labor relations has shrunk so much at the county that it doesn't require the large proportion of time that perhaps prior executives dedicated to it. And quite honestly, the policy directive is what governs most of the role, and that's given by the county board. The day-to-day management of that, you know, isn't something he's giving up per se. It's that he believes this is the best way to move forward for the county because most of their work, 99% of their work, will be governed legally. It's contract review. It's negotiations that take place with outside counsel. It's the way that we structure benefits and contracts that allow us to have good working relationships that HR can then follow through on from a legal perspective. There's a labor relations specialist within HR that picks up the phone call from the employee every day if they're having a problem. That isn't Fred Bau's labor relations specialist role. His role is to negotiate with the union heads to get the best deal for the county.
And my disapproval of this proposal has nothing to do with Corporation Council. Please don't hear that. I'm sure you're more than able to deal with it. My disapproval is of the message that I feel like it sent. If this department has shrunk and it's something that you no longer, the exec no longer feels, you know, is worthy of its own department, it should sit somewhere else, then send it to the county board. You know, send it somewhere where you're sending the message that we as Milwaukee County, as the, you know, elected body, as the voice of Milwaukee County residents, want to negotiate, want to have discussion. But again, when you're sending the message, talk to my lawyer, I don't think anybody in the free world really takes that as I'm open and want to have this dialogue. And that's my aversion to this, is that I just don't feel like it sends the right message to place this under Corporation Council. Anytime somebody walks into a room with a lawyer, you just don't, and again, no offense, you just don't get that open, we're going to have great communication, we're going to share type of feeling.
Labor relations is represented by a council in every meeting they have, though. I mean, there is... So that's that structure you're talking about already exists. This is purely
a... talking about having an independent division that is set out with marching orders from the county executive, not marching orders from an attorney, not marching orders from, you know...
He doesn't take our marching orders. He takes yours.
Executive, so that there's no muddying of the waters there. There's no questioning as to where this directive is coming from. It's coming from the county executive. When you have labor relations as its own private separate entity, when you have labor relations under Corporation Council or under human resources, then we have to sit there and we have to try to decipher why is this whatever initiative being put forward? Who's making the decisions behind it? And so, again, if the county executive doesn't feel as if he's able to make these decisions regarding labor relations, then you need to, you either need to get the staff in there that's going to be able to allow him to do that, or you need to send it to the to another elected body. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Speaking on behalf of lawyers everywhere, I will try to be more welcoming to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Nothing against lawyers,
yeah.
I will say.
Just to clarify, though, the county executive doesn't give marching orders to the department on how they negotiate with the unions. The county board does. So we're not giving them directives on how to go negotiate currently. We're not going to be in the future, according to policy of the county board. What the day-to-day operations is maintaining relationships, reviewing what's out there, what's coming, so that it can prepare and present to the county board for the policy authority. There hasn't essentially been a change in how this will be managed. It will have his review be by Corporation Counsel on a day-to-day basis versus, not having someone who is already thinking in a legal vein of the ramifications of their actions down the road. This is protecting our employees. This is protecting the unions. This is protecting our staff. This is, allowing the board to still have the authority to negotiate the contracts.
Supervisor Hans.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As my colleague, Supervisor Roma West, and attested to the difficulty of communication via lawyers, if you will, Supervisor, imagine the complication that when a lawyer, you're married to a lawyer, that has an adverse effect from time to time on the relations between the couple. Mr. Chairman, I hope you can understand as well, sir.
As long as she does, as we agree, everything works out.
Well, that depends on the terms of the agreement. That said, this came to us in the form of a buzzword compliant email, a short memo, a buzzword compliant memo that said virtually nothing about what was actually going to happen and left us doddering in confusion about it. This has been spoken to by my colleagues. I don't need to go on about it. I'm curious, you know, how the accountability of labor relations will change underneath this. If this is a management decision, well, we're dealing with labor and management here. Management is trying to tell, I think where our thought is, this is management trying to tell labor relations how to deal with the unions and how everything will be handled. We need much more, in fact, we need better communication on this, much better communication. Forget about the lawyers involved. We're just talking about the kind of executive decision here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This proposal, I understand, came before to go under Human Resources, right? Right, and it was rejected. So how can you just then request it to go under Labor Corporate Counsel in the first place?
My understanding.
Why the change? Why didn't you just, you know, since it's so much benefit, and you know, I understand what my colleagues were saying. I'm trying to, I would like more dialogue and more time to understand, because I'm kind of trying to realize the problem with the, you know, the change. So I want to talk to them and understand the problem. But how come you just didn't propose it in the first place?
My, you know, as we created a budget in 2012, having been here for 4 months. The understanding of what the particular specialists do within the departments has now is a better depth. We understand that there are clear delineations that were set up prior between the negotiations that occur within a contract versus the day-to-day employee relations that happen within the Department of Human Resources. The Department of Labor Relations specialist and manager exclusively work on contract management, negotiations, and maintenance of relationships with the unions. Labor relations specialists within the Department of Human Resources exclusively work on the day-to-day management and labor relations of our employees, whether they're represented or not. The Labor Relations Department has a significant impact on the legal proceedings of our county. That is why the county executive believed that the corporation counsel would be the best person to manage the day-to-day operations of that department.
Right, and you didn't recognize that the first time?
We didn't.
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson and Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to my believing that this move was ethical, we've had Act 10, we've got decertification of the unions. And it just seems to me, in an image sense, it does not look right. It does not look good for the county executive to look toward putting labor relations under corporation counsel. Because inasmuch as the formal role of unions has been diminished, it looks as if the county executive is getting loaded for bear, that the county executive is looking toward. And I know that there are times that there are legal matters by which the unions have had to file lawsuits, and the county has to defend lawsuits posed by the unions. But even given that, with a diminished role of labor relations because of decertification and Act 10, it just seems as if, well, it just appears, and that's where I have a big problem. It just appears we're talking about employees. We're looking at employees, whether they feel that they're still in the union, or for those who were in the union and may have not no longer are in the union. It looks as if an adversarial line has been drawn, and for those who are over there who were in the union, well, we're going to make sure that you're going to do whatever you need to. The message could be that for whatever you do, you make sure that for whatever's done, we got labor relations, we got corporation counsel to take care of you. It can be interpreted that way by employees, long-term employees, even employees who have just gotten here very recently. Because of the certification, because of Act 10, we'll just run some political stuff on you. We'll go this way to make sure that for whatever you need to do, work rules, administrative rules, whatever they are, we're going to make sure that we're going to take care of whatever needs to be done. So I think that the county executive is sending a bad message, a terrible message as it relates to this move. That's just my opinion. I'm only one person. I happen to be an elected official county board member, but that's my opinion.
The county executive has created the strongest HR department this county has seen in a long time. We respect employees more than prior administration ever did. The creation of work rules, administrative rules, still retains authority within the Department of Human Resources and the policy authority within the county board.
Yes, ma'am.
We are creating a more supportive environment for the employees of Milwaukee County. The Department of Labor Relations negotiates contracts with unions. Those contracts are then enacted and driven by the Department of Human Resources. The Department of Labor Relations should be governed by a legal aspect. It's what protects us as employers. It's what protects employees as employees. They should absolutely have legal oversight in managing those contracts. The management of the personnel and of the way those contracts are delivered should be human resources. It should be a neutral body that takes into both the management and employee perspectives and tries to find the best outcome for that individual and a manager. They are two separate things. There's Department of Labor Relations that's contracts, there's Department of Human Resources that's humans. The Department of Labor Relations doesn't do the day-to-day management of human beings. They negotiate the contracts that then are managed by the Department of Human Resources. We believe that the ethical and moral and governing body that is giving employees the work rules, the administrative rules, the day-to-day health of their working environment should be the Human Resources Department, which is why we've invested in having a great Human Resources Director bringing in further staff to create an environment that is supportive of them. That would be regardless of if the person is represented by a union or not.
But Ms. Torhorst, I'm talking about image. It doesn't look, to me, it doesn't look right. It looks as if I'm an employee, and I am an employee. I have been since November of 1987. I am an employee, but I'm also an elected official. I'm a county supervisor. I was an employee, and I was in the union. If I was still, if I had been associated, if I had continued to be with the union, I might just think, well, hey, should I leave or should I stay? Is my health going to be affected by this? Just by the fact that I know that labor relations, even though I as county supervisor know that its role is diminished given Act 10 and decertification of the certification of the unions, there's also the personnel review board. So does this mean that I just got to watch what I do from day to day as far as how I talk to people, I should be looking at that in any way as it relates to being in a work environment, but I just feel that the chill, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, I'm just saying it just doesn't, the image is not, it's just not right. I don't appreciate the image, and maybe it's because, and it's got nothing to do with what happened in the budget last year. It relates that to me that labor relations is under the Corporation Council, which actually does the legal work on behalf of the county. So I, having been in a union, had better watch what I have to do. Personnel review board procedures, civil service rules, notwithstanding. It just doesn't look right. It just, to me, presents a chill. That's just my opinion. I'm only one person, though, and I'm quiet.
Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, am a Milwaukee County employee before becoming an elected official, and when my term or tenure here ends, would go back to being a Milwaukee County employee. So I concur in part with what Supervisor Johnson has expressed, but I'm curious if you have any information as to what other counties do as far as their organizational structure of where labor relations falls.
I don't have that off the top of my head.
If this issue continues to carry on to any other meetings or any other communication on this topic, I would be interested in learning what other counties do, if that could be provided to us. Second, I mentioned in my earlier comments that I believe someone is present from labor relations. I've seen people in today's audience shaking their heads or, you know, just showing disagreement with some things that have been said. And I know there's also union representatives here. So if the chairman would allow, I would love to hear comment from both the department that is the topic of debate and the unions, because we seem as committee members right now to be speaking up for the unions, saying this is going to look bad, et cetera. For all we know, maybe the unions say that's great because there's less red tape and bureaucracy to go through and getting deals accomplished. I'm not sure what their perception is, and if they don't care to comment today, I would love to hear from them once they develop a position at a later point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, with that, Penny Secor is here from AFSCME, and she has filled out a slip to comment on this. So, Penny, if you'll come forward and, you know, try not to repeat points that have been made. She's speaking against the item, just so you're aware. Questions of Ms. Secor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If not, I think we have a resolution that's been drafted by Supervisor Lipscomb with the, you know, with the help of Mr. Cady, and be a committee resolution. You know, I'll go with the will of the committee if we want to take up this resolution after lunch so we have a chance to look at it, or we can do it right now, whichever people want to do. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Alexander asked for someone from Labor Relations to come speak. Is someone here that can speak from Labor Relations?
Well, he's here. He hasn't filled out a slip. I think it would put him in kind of a difficult position. And, you know, I'm assuming this may get delayed a little bit, and there'll be an opportunity for all of us to speak to him. So, you know, if you want, I would think it'd be best to speak to him.
Close all the way to
him. Go ahead, Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move temporary layover of this item until after lunch to allow for the committee to read the resolution and to allow the author to
Great. We can do that by
unanimous. I am in support. I'd like to say I am in support. I just do believe that you know, we should be allowed to.
Sure. We can do that by unanimous consent. If there's no objection, we'll take it up. Right after the lunch break.
Sure.
And then we will move to the next page of our agenda.
There was no objection to that.
Nope.
No.
I didn't hear anything.
Thank you.
And the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin State.